This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
The definition of division, listen to this. This is the one we have to know the difference between. Differences and division is the separation by differences, okay? So differences, division. Division is the separation because of differences of opinions or feelings, disagreement, dissension. And the division, listen to me, will always magnify the differences until they become an argument. That's when it separates. Sure, there's divisions, but division will magnify the differences. Jesus said, "Take heed that no man deceive you. Be not troubled nor afraid, for nation shall rise up against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in diverse places." The word nation there is translated in the Greek, it's the Greek word ethnos, where we get the word ethnic group. Y'all aren't putting this together. Think about what he said. These are ethnic groups are going to rise against ethnic groups in the last. Jesus said nations against ethnic groups, racism. We're right in the middle of this. But the world doesn't understand this, and there's some Christians that don't understand the difference. You've got to grow up, we've got to adjust, and we've got to understand the difference and go, no, that's a spirit of division. I won't allow it here. It's trying to get me into an argument. It's trying to make me right and they're wrong. That's division. If you're going, I'm right and you're wrong, that's division. That's a spirit and it's not from God. And as long as you stay in that, you are not going to be plugged into the power of that healing that you needed in your knee. You unplugged for that. Well, they don't know. They're Democrat. No, I'm joking. Praise God. All right. Hey, but don't you see how the enemy, the spirit of division gets you to back away and deny by getting you to divide against your neighbor, your family member, your church member, politicians, government, your spouse, little things. So if he can get you custom and familiar to allow it in a little bit every day over breakfast and coffee, and then there's a disagreement, there's a spirit of division in there. Now he's either allowed to stay there or not, because you're mature enough to know. Are y'all with me? We have differences, but we're not getting in division. Praise God. Let's look at, so how do we deal with this? So look at Paul. Let's see. Well, first of all, let's go with 1 Corinthians 3, 1 through 3. Let's see what he says. Oh, we're good with time. "And I, brethren, could not speak unto you," why, as unto spiritual, "but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. For ye are yet carnal, for whereas there is among you," talking to believers, he's talking to believers, "and I can't speak and get to what I want to get to spiritually because you have allowed envying, strife, and division. Are ye not carnal and walk as men? Envying, strife, and division had stunted their spiritual growth. And they backed away," so it backing away from the growth, "and unable to plug in and understand and go to the next level." This is the enemy who is the spirit of division's whole plan against the church. No unity. What was Jesus' last prayer before he went to the cross? Lord, I pray. Don't you know that his last prayer would be important? That they become as one, unified as you and I were one. That as we were one, united, powerful, the church together, plugged in, anointed to do what I did, to go and lay hands on the sick at Walmart and they recover. Come on, church, it's time to plug in. We need to grow up and quit becoming babies. Let's come on. You've had meat fed to you. You've had meat fed to you. Let's grow. Amen. But here's the thing. They didn't even realize it. They didn't even realize it. Here's a clearer translation of 1 Corinthians 3. I came to bring you many things, but you couldn't receive them because the spirit of division was among you and you were acting like a bunch of babies. And I couldn't do much because you stayed divided. Every divorce, every feud, every breakup, every long friend relationship, business failure, church split is caused by the spirit of division. And he wants to divide you from this power, this anointing. But Paul, being a good coach, addressed how to deal with it. And he says in Ephesians 4, let's go 14 through 16. This is a letter to the church of Ephesus. You there? That we henceforth be no more children. Here we go again. Tossed to and fro, carried about every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking the truth in love. From the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working of the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Go back. Speaking the truth in love. Now, there has been some misuse of that. Because if you truly want to go by that, then you have to go to 1 Corinthians 13. No, I told him in love. Okay. So let's go back to 1 Corinthians 13. Does anybody want to tell me some of the what love is? Love is patient. Love is No. Stay where we're at, the truth in love. So did you speak that in with patience? Were you kind when you shared that truth? Were you not noticing a suffered wrong when you shared that truth? No, I was in love. And so that gives a different meaning when you go to 1 Corinthians 13 and go all about what true love is. That's what you speak the truth in. Amen? That's what you do. But a lot of people misuse that. Glory to God. So compare speaking the truth in love to envying, strifes, and division. They're complete opposites. You can't do the both of them at the same time. So according to Ephesians 4:15, as you speak the truth in love, you're growing up spiritually. You're maturing spiritually. And division has to go backwards, not you. Amen? And we're not going to deny. We're not going to deny. We're going to have full access of the Holy Spirit and the power that God is telling us about. Because we're going to stay in the spirit of truth. We're going to stay in the spirit of unity. And that's what a championship team does. They stay together. When any two agree, that's where power is. Amen. So of course the enemy is going to try to do. And so I saw those people in Tommy Hicks' vision, not those people that he knew. He knew they were teaching his Sunday school. They were teaching his prayer. They were his leaders in his church. And I didn't see them turning like this. I saw them not being able. They were denied. Your credit card denied. Well, you're still trying to plug in. Y'all see what I'm talking about? Glory to God. But he's been sent to help us, praise the Lord. The spirit of division, let's talk about him a little bit so that you can know. He will tell you that the person over there doesn't believe the way you do. He will say, you can't compromise your principles. Stand up. The spirit of division judges and segregates and causes division. And he always magnifies the differences until it becomes a disagreement. Now, two times in our ministry of 25 years, traveling and then pastor, there has been two major things that came through the body. Now, when I say this, I'm not talking about just anybody. I'm talking about through the ranks of the generals and the ranks of the pastors and these things come and these winds of doctrines come. And I mean, they'll come. Do you believe? Do you hear? Rhema's this or that, or not Rhema did it, but they're on this side, blah, 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 on this side, and they're on this. Do you see how it's already sides? Do you see what the enemy's trying to do? And so Candace and I went to the Lord, and he said, you can always know that I'm the spirit of unity, and I am not the spirit of division. And all you have to do is step back. Don't speak, don't just watch and listen. And you will see the spirit of unity on one, and you will see the spirit of unity, division controlling the other. And sure enough, Christians, I mean, you would have thought that led Bible schools and churches of thousands, and you could see that they were, we're right, they're wrong. They don't have the revelation. I heard Brother Hagin didn't have the revelation we do. I thought he had more revelation in his little toenail. But it was, come on, y'all. Give me something. But the Holy Spirit is the spirit of truth. And he will always magnify love. And he will always help you walk together in unity. Compassion will be there. Love will be there. Reconciliation will be there. You will see it. You will see it. You'll know. And he will help us to recognize division and so that we can mature and grow and become.
Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. And remember, champions always prevail.